I'm not trying to say anything. Saying is not the only way to make meaning in the world. Visual artist Arthur Jaffa.
Austin Arojo is a writer from Northwest Arkansas. He is currently an MFA candidate in poetry at Indiana University, where he received an Academy of American Poets Prize. His poems are published in or forthcoming from Shenandoah, Memorious, The Rumpus, Four-Way Review, and elsewhere. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Austin, what poems have you brought for us today?
Within earshot of 1991. The scene isn't too hard for us to see. A short white girl with bright orange curls, socket wrench in hand, little red Corvette on cassette and blasting. Her car, a metaphor for a horse, a Mustang that she's maintained for at least 3 years now. Brooke has too much denim on, and a light green jacket that tells us it's still autumn in Arkansas. The car as street-ready as it will ever be, a steed prepared for the kick from slow strut to gallop. If we turn around, we can see her father emerge by the driveway, making the walk from house to shop, crossing the overgrown field toward her as this image gives way to theater. See him arrive and shout at the girl, his neck seizing and straining out sounds that send Brooke inside herself. We can't quite make out his words, like a movie a mother watches with the door closed, leaving only the schematics of its voices for her sons to parse. Watch him finish and go back home. Brooke remains. She sits inside the car she's worked from junk into capable beast, in which she will see for the last time at 2 a.m. some Friday soon. Its brakes like a husband who loses himself just at the moment he's needed most. We see her turn the music up a little. She looks out the dirty windshield that's just clear enough to see a few birds flock to the shedding trees that surround her family's home. She pulls her jacket close, the chill of night beginning. And somewhere under the machine, everyone and their mother calls a horse a leak. Patience. As if disabused, he let the notion of ever leaving go. Calm as a sea, finally, here on the bed's edge, he waited for himself to arrive. Shadows grew up along gray walls as he sat, and evening rang its bell outside the window. Cicadas talked. Pine cones clattered on the ground. The boy waited with the patience of a renovated cathedral. He sat so that he might finally be filled with himself. Sat still so that when he arrived, he'd see himself and not have to flag him down, with both arms waving in the air like somebody stranded on an island trying to get the attention of the first airplane in weeks. And so he waited. Waiting proved uneasy, though still. And he did not weep, for he would have had to wipe the ensuing snot from his face, and who knows what would have happened next. And so weighing the edge of the bed down, its old frame almost buckling, slats like ribs holding a heart or lungs which contracted or exhaled as the boy rose at last with himself, himself holding himself through this vigil, the visionary vigil of children, which ends the way a leak completes a boat, one sputter at a time, until the craft is overtaken. Aperture. In my dream, I give you a card across that lonely little kiss of a border. I brush your name on the fence built to keep you out, illuminate something like a scar on its metal canvas. Yes, beneath this grid of second sight, I meddle with your crossing, label it one of our familial genesis. Yes, let me guide you, if only in the dream, if only to see you arrive, home.
You've been listening to poetry by Austin Arojo on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.